Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, steak. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price waste. Remember, whether you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Spring rain is the kind of rain nobody minds. For the constant showers of April bring promise of gay flowers in the garden and sunshine pouring through open windows on warm May days. But when your heart aches, the hurt is even more painful when it rains. In the Gibbs home, Penny's friend Peg Martin stands gloomily at the window, looking out at the gloomy April day as Penny's mother, Grace, enters the room.
Hello, Peg.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Billings.
Daydreaming? Having nightmares. Why, with that beautiful spring rain? Just look at it coming down. It's beautiful. The lawn's going to be green again pretty soon, and the trees. Oh, I can't wait to see the first green buds.
I know. I used to feel that way about spring, too. Couldn't wait for the first spring rain. Had my garden tools out long before the snow began to disappear.
We had a lovely garden here last year. The flowers were just beautiful. And we had good luck with vegetables, too.
I had a vegetable garden the first year Jim and I were married. In fact, we rented a lot not far from our house. It took weeks to can what we took out of it.
We didn't put up very much last year. Most of it we gave away. But I think Penny plans to do a lot of canning this fall. Maybe you can help her.
This fall? Oh, I doubt if I'll be around that long. I think I'll be moving on pretty soon.
Oh? Well, where are you going, home?
Oh, I wouldn't know where to call home. Haven't had one for so long.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't know that.
Don't be sorry about it, Mrs. Billings. It's my fault I don't. I was the smart girl who knew all the answers. I didn't know the answer to the first question I was asked. Oh, gosh, I'm so tired.
Peg, sit down a minute.
Why?
Sit down and let me tell you something.
Hi.
That's better, dear. Now listen to me a minute, dear.
All right.
I'm a lot older than you, and I've been through a great deal more. What I haven't been through, I've seen others go through. Believe me, what's happened to you and your marriage isn't unusual.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, Mrs. Billings. And it isn't what's happened to my marriage that makes me feel the way I do. That's something that's finished, done with, and almost forgotten.
Why not completely forgotten? That'd be so much better for you. Then you'd have nothing to run away from.
I'm not running away from a broken marriage, Mrs. Billings. If I were, I would have started running almost 2 years ago when Jim left me. No. No, that was over then, or not with a snap of a finger, but slowly, in a matter of weeks. I accepted the fact that I had made a mistake and I was going to suffer for it. It was a long time after that that I realized that someone else was going to suffer, too.
Who?
My baby. Oh. I didn't mind giving her up at first. Mother and daughter, and she gave her a nice home. I thought by giving her up for a little while and going to work, I could have a home for her, too, and be able to have her back. But things just didn't work out that way.
But don't you think they will in time?
Oh, I suppose they will in time. I'm not suited for a job that pays much money. I was the sensible type when I was younger. I had my whole life mapped out ahead of me. I was going to marry wisely, if not well, and, well, making my own living wasn't in my plans.
Well, it's wise to prepare for things that lie ahead, but it's not wise to look back on what should have been done and wasn't. The smart person looks ahead.
But it's looking ahead that makes me feel worse than ever, Mrs. Billings. I'm not talking about anything that I might have to suffer. I can take care of myself. I can be happy with very little, with nothing for that matter. But it's Julia, my daughter Julia. It's her future that troubles me most of all.
You want her back, don't you?
That's what I want more than anything else in the world. I know I'll have her back one of these days, and then I'll be perfectly happy. But will she be happy?
Of course.
No, I'm not so sure. What kind of a life will she have without a father? What will I tell her when she asks about her dad? What will she think when she hears her playmates talk about mother and daddy? Doesn't a child need a man? Isn't a child who grows up fatherless being robbed of half the rights of childhood?
Yes, in some ways she is, but Peg, hasn't it ever occurred to you that you might marry again?
I'll never marry again, Mrs. Billings. I've lost faith in my judgment. I don't want to make the same mistake twice.
You won't. We profit by our mistakes, dear. That's one of the good things about making mistakes early in life. If they have to be made, then we're young enough to start over again.
No, I won't marry again. I just won't. I'm no different now than I was before. My marriage to Jim seemed so right. Turned out to be so wrong. No. No, I won't marry and have Julia suffer with me when the inevitable happens. Why have her lose a father twice?
Well, I think you'll change your mind someday.
I hope not. I hope I've profited by my mistake, you say. And to such an extent that I'll never risk making that mistake again. And I wish I could make Penny see where she's heading for a mistake herself.
Oh, is she?
Well, do you think she's not going to be hurt by this Barry Carlton?
Oh, there's nothing serious between those two.
So sure about that. I have a pretty strong suspicion he's serious about Penny. I don't blame him. She's a lovely girl. Probably a breath of fresh air compared to the girls in his own set.
But you know why Penny's showing an interest in Barry, don't you? Barry's mother asked her to. The boy needs help. He needs to be directed.
Mrs. Billings, he's old enough to take care of himself.
Well, I think Penny said he's 31, but he's very much a child in many ways. He's spoiled and weak, and he has no incentive to do anything. His interest in Penny has changed him for the better, even in the short time he's known her.
Oh, then you do admit there's an interest there.
Oh, but just a friendly one.
No, it's far more than that. Before long, Penny is going to find herself seriously interested in him. She has to. He's charming, and there's nothing wrong with him that Penny can't and won't correct. But you can't help a person without being drawn close to that person.
Well...
And when Penny finds herself close to Barry Carlton, she'll suddenly discover she can't get away from him.
Well, you don't know the whole story, dear. I think Penny has other interests. Another person.
Barry Carlton, standing on his own two feet, who seemed to be a giant of perfection next to anyone else.
Well, you don't know Penny as well as you think, Peg.
Don't I? Well, maybe not. But I know what can happen to someone like Penny when she falls in love with the wrong man.
Bye, Barry.
Thanks for a lift home. I'll see you tonight.
Hi, Gibson.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Was that Barry Carlton you were just talking to? Isn't he out working?
Yeah, but he was on his lunch hour when I met him downtown, so he drove me home.
Oh, I see. And he promoted a date with you for tonight, huh? Getting in an awful lot in one lunch.
I think he managed everything but lunch. Freddy Lang, are you reading a book?
Well, I didn't know what books were until a little while ago, Gibson. And you know, Nora said I ought to take a peek inside one.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would just to see what all the shouting was about. Well, I could do some real loud shouting about this one.
Oh, you read others, have you?
Well, I tried to. I started one the other day. Forgotten the name of it right now. But anyway, it was all fancy words and no story at all. But this guy Dickens can reel off a pretty hot yarn. He's got this poor kid Copperfield in one heck of a mess right now. ever read it, Gibson?
Oh, yes, Freddie, I did in school.
In school?
In school, but I don't remember too much about it.
You mean you got things like this in school? Well, I guess I missed more than I thought when I didn't go to school. I thought it was all arithmetic and stuff like that.
Oh, there was plenty of that in school, too, Freddie. And I remember less of that than I do of David Copperfield and the other books I read. But I'm glad to see you're reading, Freddie. And you can help yourself to all the books you want. And you can get a card at the library if there's something you want that we don't have.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, Gibbsy, but I guess there's enough here to last me for a while. I don't read so fast, you know, and some of the words are still, well, they throw me.
Yeah, well, the best thing to do about a word you don't understand is to look it right up in the dictionary, Freddie. There's one over there on the desk.
Yeah, I know. I looked up a couple already. But sometimes I don't even understand what it says about the words. And besides, sometimes I want to know what's going to happen in the story, and I don't want to waste the time looking up the words.
I know what you mean. Oh, but don't worry, Freddie. The more you read, the easier the words will be.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's what Nora says, too. And I've picked up a few already. You know, Gibbsy, it's funny. I've seen books all my life, and I never looked inside one. But now, all of a sudden, I see a book, and I wonder what it's like inside. Who the people are, and where they live, what happens to them. It's funny, too, how you learn about yourself and the things around you just by reading about other people in other places. Maybe they don't even exist. Gosh, Gibbsy, I get all panicky inside when I think of how little I really do know and how many books there are that can teach me something.
Oh, Freddie, there are many thousands of them.
Yeah, I know. I want to read them all, too. But I read so slow, Gibbsy, and, well, a guy can only read one book at a time. Gibbsy,
mm-hmm.
How am I ever going to learn everything that I want to learn?
Oh, Freddie, you can't learn everything. Nobody can. But it's good enough that you want to learn anything at all.
Gibbsy, you don't know how I want to learn. I want to make up for what I miss by being a bum and a no good. I got a break when Mr. Williams took me on as a partner of the farm. But that break alone isn't enough. Not for me, it isn't. And knowing Nora isn't enough either. I want to be all she deserves. I want to be somebody. I want to know something.
Well, books will teach you a lot, Freddie. And you already know a lot more than you realize.
Yeah, I know all about the rough stuff, Gibbsy. I know what it is to be down and out. I know what it is to be in trouble. But I'm not down and out now. And I'm not in trouble. I've got everything that a guy wants, Gibbsy. I got a job, a girl, and a future, but I'm still not much for myself. And I want to be, Gibbsy. And what's more, I'm going to be.
I know you are, Freddie, and I'll tell you a deep, dark secret. I'm proud of you, Freddie, awfully proud. And I hope I can be just half as proud of somebody else someday.
Who is the someone else to whom Penny referred? Is Peg Martin correct in thinking that Penny already has an interest in Barry Carlton? Or is Penny's heart still with Johnny Keith? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. You'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.